Blog Talk Radio.
You get it?
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama. Smooth drama.
And welcome to Smooth Drama. Having a little bit of technical difficulty.
Dick Hugger.
And Butter Pecan. Exactly. Now what do I press? Yeah. Well, we're trying to get this right. We'll get there yet. Alrighty.
How's everybody doing?
Hope Happy New Year!
New Year and all that other stuff.
Happy New Year! New Year, New Year. Can everybody see us? Well, it's not queuing.
You did cue that.
I've been queuing it.
Okay.
It's just not queuing. Hello.
Well, anyway, welcome to 2010 Smooth Drama. If you want to holler at us, you can hit us up at 646-929-2037. Once again, if you want to holler at us, you got something on your mind, you want to get on the air, you want to scream at somebody, preferably Butter. You can hit
No, you can scream at him. Can you guys see us?
No.
I don't know. What?
Scream in black.
You're what?
They say they can't hear or see.
Uh-oh. You can't hear or see. Okay, well, we're going to try this again. Here we go. We're having technical difficulties today. Here we go.
Technical difficulties beyond
technical difficulties. We're not queuing, that's why. What's the deal?
That is the question.
I don't know. Are you having problems over there too?
Yep.
I don't know what the deal is.
We are all technical.
We're all jacked up. Come on.
So, for everybody out there, I don't know, can you hear us? Your transition.
I did, and it's not queuing.
Okay.
All right, well, come on. Hello. You see us? Can you hear us? Anything? Hello? It's not queuing. It's dim.
Hit more 7.
Yeah.
Okay. Can we be heard?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. It's not. See, I transition. Okay, transition to a queued list. Okay, and I'm queuing. Thinking viewers, please queue a clip. I did.
All right. Once again, we apologize for the technical difficulties beyond our control. We're having some internet issues. Anyway, for those of you who can hear us, once again, Happy New Year. I know 2009 was a different kind of year. 2010 is promising to be even better. I do have a couple things I want to talk about, though. And, the whole terrorist bombing deal now, and, you know, I don't know if you heard about the guy, the Nigerian bomber, who had the bombing stuff under his nutsack.
No, I did not hear about that one.
Yeah, I'm like, that whole 72 virgins and having stuff in your nutsack.
What?
Explosives. Because you know what they believe is that if you blow yourself up, you'll go to heaven. and you'll be in a land with the rivers of milk and honey, and you get 72 virgins. Now, as somebody who's been with like 3 virgins, virgins are kind of overrated.
They are.
They are. I'm thinking you probably would want to be with an experienced woman over a virgin.
Why?
Because an experienced woman knows what she's doing and a virgin does not. It's one of those things.
Well, isn't that when you try and teach a virgin?
Try and teach?
Yeah. No?
And only if you feel you got the time to teach.
Really?
Yeah. I ain't trying to teach.
No?
No.
Why not? Then you teach them the way that you want it done.
Oh, okay. Well, preach
no?
on.
No?
Not really.
Why not?
I don't see the benefit of it.
No benefit at all.
Zero.
I don't know.
So you into teaching?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
No?
No. I guess, you know, I'm glad you're into teaching. I'm not.
No?
No. I mean, I guess you can teach a little bit, but
what's the deal with all my...
I don't want to be a college professor.
You sure?
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
Just not me.
Just not the yola.
Yeah. Now, I do have to say one thing.
What?
Also, those... Well, first, I guess we should do our announcement deal.
Hold on, I'm determined here. I'm determined.
And those once again, I don't know if you heard 646-929-2037 to call the show. Also, if you want to email us, you got something you want to talk about.
Woohoo! All right, we got it.
You're too shy in the chat. You're too shy to break us off the call. You can hit us up at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com.
Or dick@smoothdrama.com. dick@smoothdrama.com
is for the people
the
with the smooth drama.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Let's do this again. Happy New Year! I'm a noise maker. Woo!
Yeah.
Yay! Happy New Year!
Yeah.
Woo!
I'm glad that was good for you.
Yeah. Can you get a switchboard going yet?
No.
We are seriously having some technical difficulties over here.
No, also.
Seriously. Welcome back, Buddha. I missed you.
Am I going to say that?
Yeah.
No.
Whatever.
Yeah.
What? What's that? I should put my glasses on, huh?
You blind anyway. Oh,
no. Did it say anything good?
It says, I guess it says Happy New Year's to
Yay!
Dick.
To Dick.
Yeah.
I say Happy New Year to Dick, too. Happy New Year to Dick.
It's bad for you.
Bad. Yeah.
Did
you like investments?
Yeah. I was low key.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I was low key.
Very cute.
I didn't cut the pig open like you did.
Oh, yeah. Did you guys see my video? I was having a good time.
It was kind of scary.
I was having a good time. I was working that camera. I had 2 cameras on my phone.
Mm.
2 cameras.
You were just working the camera.
Working the camera. I was behind the camera working.
Yeah.
Is that Saber the Apple? For those of you that didn't see it, you can watch our show. Watch the channel, and you'll be able to. Or you can go to Facebook. Smooth Drama Facebook. And for those of you who don't know, you should go to smoothdrama.com, which you're probably watching this on smoothdrama.com anyway. You have to join our network to keep you up to date on all the things that are going on. You've got something going on this weekend, don't you? Concert?
Not yet.
Oh, I thought it was a concert.
No.
No. No?
I'm tripping.
Thought I heard
yeah.
concert.
I'm smoking.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
Oh, I wanted to tell you that Mr. Element, the one that you interviewed,
yeah.
he apologized.
Apologized for what?
He was very mellow and low-key. So he wanted to, he needs to prepare. He wanted to prepare, so I don't know. But no, Stephanie, I don't think he, you know, so.
That's what mellow is.
So anyway, we're gonna redo Element, but he's gonna have some songs for us and
okay.
be all happy peppy.
Happy
peppy.
Wow.
And this time I'm gonna charge my phone, so I don't get cut off.
Mm.
Were you about to say something?
No, I was gonna say I don't know if you saw that that Georgia in Jimmy Carter's hometown, the effigy of effigy. Well, the basically
what is an
that
effigy?
That hanging. Obama doll.
Oh no.
His name on it.
You're kidding.
No. It was supposed to, I guess it was
really?
Supposed to be like funny or whatnot.
Oh, it was supposed to be funny. Did you find it funny?
No, I didn't find it funny at all. I thought it was kind of historically
inappropriate?
Yeah. You know, it's starting to get to a ridiculous level. First it was the Curious George T-shirts.
I don't think it's
with Obama's face on
I remember the monkey thingy.
Well, that's Curious George.
Oh, is it? Oh, I
yeah.
don't know.
Right.
Is that what they're calling it?
Well, that's what it was. Curious
oh,
George
okay.
is a cartoon character. And then, you know, you had the guys on at the town hall meetings walking around with
yes,
the guns.
Yes, I remember that. Oh, my goodness.
And, you know, of course, the... All
for,
of the
so, for those of you that missed it, because we're having technical difficulties, go back to the bomber. He had explosives under his nuts?
Yes.
Isn't that the 23-year-old that he got through all those security thingies and decided that he was going to go on the plane and blow it up? Like, this is day, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Is that the same one?
Well, no, that was a different one. It was out of Nigeria.
Oh.
These guys who are...
What?
There's so many of these dudes... Yeah.
Wasn't he U.S. born or?
Yeah.
His father was in the embassy or something.
Yeah. I know that, you know, it's sexy to want to blow yourself up and get to the land of milk and honey so you can get your 72 virgins. But
oh, that's okay.
That's what I was talking about. The 72
virgins.
That's overrated.
But okay, well. After a while, there isn't 72 virgins, right?
Right.
And eventually, it's down to one.
Right. Well,
that's probably going to be the ugly one.
I just think that what we need to do, and this probably never happens, we need to get the ignorant person in persons who believe in the hanging of Obama by hanging his noose is funny. We need to get them together on the field with these fools that want to blow up innocent folks in the name of their religion.
Put them together.
Put them together and let them fight it out like World War I when they used to have that trench warfare where they would both just stand up and shoot at each other till everybody was gone. That's what we need to happen. I would do the pay-per-view on that.
Oh, you would go and...
I would watch
oh,
it.
Oh, you'd watch it.
Yes, I would watch it live.
And you would cover it for smooth drive.
Oh, I'd cover it from afar. All you crazy...
Crazy-ass people.
Fuckers.
Oh, my.
Kill each other.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was reading about that.
It makes no sense. I mean, you killing folks in the name of God.
I don't get that.
And then...
What God are you?
Other, right. Then these other religious... folks hanging folks and thinking that hanging shit is funny or it's like, oh, we sending y'all a message.
Funny at all.
You're not sending me a message because
wow.
You know, if I saw you, I'd run your punk ass over with my car. I would not
stop. Did you hear that Avatar is making a killing?
I'm sure it is.
Making a killing?
I refuse.
Why?
I'm not even going to drop a nickel.
That's right.
It's just animated apocalypto.
Say that again.
Animated apocalypto. You know,
that's great.
Apocalypto.
No,
apocalypto.
Animated.
Animated apocalypto. No. The point is.
Hey, we need to announce who our guest is.
Who's our guest?
Belinda Foster.
Who's Belinda Foster?
She was a comedian who started off at the Comedy Store. Now she's a publicist for A-list celebrities in Hollywood.
A-list. Not B, C, or D. A-list.
Oh, I'm sure she's got some crazy stories. And
I want to hear every last one of them.
Let's go off your computer, man. Oh, oops. And so she's going to be, she was on, she was on the show The Way We Do It on BET with, what happened?
Ricky Smiley.
Right, Ricky Smiley. So, yeah, that's who our guest is this evening. Are you having issues with your computer? What's going on?
I don't know.
It's because of the PC.
No, it's your internet.
Yeah, it's because of the PC. I'm not having problems with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. What?
Nothing.
Are you going to try and start it over?
I'm starting over.
Keep starting it over. Dick is having problems. Dick is having issues over here.
He never has problems.
Dick is having issues.
I'm going to take some of that internet Verizon.
Internet Viagra, Cialis.
Verizon.
What? Verge. What other things are out there?
Go to the corner store here.
And pick up some extends. There you go. Or penile enlargement surgery.
You know what? I'm going to make a comment.
Uh-oh.
Probably not socially conscious.
That's okay.
Or whatnot.
Why not?
I'm going to guess that if a bunch of men had cancer in the dick, we'd cure cancer a long time ago.
Cancer in the dick.
Cancer in the dick.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Lord knows if there's anything that has anything to do with the dick, we are on it. Everything else,
anything to do with the dick, I'm on it.
Yeah, I wasn't even going there.
Things to do with the dick. Butter's on it.
Butter's on it. Wow. You put butter on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're just leaving things open for me to just drop right in there. Yuppers. Oh, you know what? Why am I holding this up? It's hiding our faces. You should put it back to where it was.
Yeah, just hide your face.
Just put it back to where it was. Right there. Hold it in place. Right there. So, okay, we got to call Belinda.
Mm-hmm.
So, Belinda, we're going to call you now. Okay, I got to remember how to do this. Okay. There we go. I think I got it.
There we go. You think you got it?
I got it. Woohoo! Okay. Yo, what are you doing? Linda.
Hello?
Hello, Belinda?
Yes.
You are on the air with Butta and Dick.
How you doing?
How are you?
Good.
Should I say Dick and Butta?
It's all good.
It's all good. Yeah.
It's all good.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you both doing tonight? This is awesome.
We're good.
Yeah, Happy New Year!
Well, Happy New Year to you too. Is this your first show for the year?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, wow. I feel totally honored now. This is so awesome.
You're numero uno for 2010.
2010.
Oh my God, you guys.
Kicking off the show.
Yes. This is wonderful.
So what's going on with you?
Well, you know what? There's so many exciting things that are happening right now. I can't, where do I start?
Well, I heard that you have a big announcement, and I am waiting to hear this.
She's on pins and needles.
I'm on pins and needles over here. What's there?
Now, see, I don't know how to refer to you, so do I call you Mr. Dick? I don't know what to
say.
I'm so sorry. I don't know.
Sir Dick.
Sir Dick, okay.
Yeah.
There's a lot of material here. Have you ever done stand-up comedy before? Can we talk?
No, you can call whatever you want to call him. Whatever you want.
Right.
This is great. This is wonderful. I think, you know, you guys have the most interesting names. I think it's so cool. You guys are going to go to the top this year. That's what I see.
Now, I like that. Is that the big announcement?
Yeah, that's one of the big announcements. I'm telling you right now. You know what I'm saying? People need to, you know what, we need to, you guys need to do the Today Show. That would be so awesome.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Can you imagine being on the Today Show, like being interviewed, like with Hoda Kotb and Kathy Lee Gifford? Oh, my God, wouldn't that be great?
Well, I don't think that they would have me once they found out what my name meant.
Well, no, they just tell them the sir part in front of it. They can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
You know, they can't discriminate. You understand?
There it is.
Fun names. Fun names. I'm originally from Memphis, Tennessee, you guys.
Right.
You know, you can't tell from my accent, but I spent a lot of time in New York City. But it is so interesting. Names. I mean, your name is a terrific name compared to some of the names that I grew up with.
I know you're the comedian here. I wanted to, you know, start off with that. Like, when did you decide you wanted to be a comedian?
You know what? I didn't really decide on it. It just sort of happened. I was at the Comedy Store. Well, the crazy part was I was working at the Comedy Store as a publicist and a promoter. So I was promoting the nights there. So I always had a love for comedy. And matter of fact, growing up, I mean, I really loved, like, Lily Tomlin and Whoopi Goldberg and all these really funny ladies who did one-woman shows, right?
Right.
And then I said, would it be interesting to do a one-woman show? And when I was at the Comedy Store, I mean, I was just basically watching some of the people who I'd seen doing their thing, right? And I discovered these people just like regular people, like your neighbor. It's just that they come up with funny or fun ways to look at the things that we see every day on a normal day and with their own take that we always think but we never really say it.
Well, my neighbor's not funny, so they wasn't like my neighbor.
So really, what kind of neighbors do you have?
Yeah, they get on my nerves. They not listening, so.
Really?
Yeah, they work my nerves.
Really? How were your neighbors, well, not the retro at the end of 2009, how are your neighbors of the holidays? Did they celebrate? Did they do the Christmas tree thing? Did they do all of that or no?
They celebrated and they just smoked too much for me. Acid everywhere.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Yeah.
Cigarettes?
Yeah.
Mm.
You know, you shouldn't be able to smoke cigarettes on Earth.
Oh, I heard that. Tell me about it.
You're
not a smoker, I take it.
No, I'm just saying, you know, with smokers, you know, I'd rather have crackheads.
Yeah. You'd rather have crackheads in your neighborhood? Well, I love it. In your building? Well, it gives you a safer feeling to know you're around people that'll be up all night, right? They can't go to sleep.
Wow.
I don't even have to smoke to die from the shit. That's what I'm talking about.
That's a secondhand. Isn't that terrible? It's the truth.
Secondhand crack.
Secondhand. There you go. Write that one down.
Funny. For you.
Right.
But you know, it's really hard to tell. See, I'm sorry that when I first came out, I had no idea if I was looking and talking to someone that was smoking crack. I didn't know. I just thought the person just had a lot of energy. Maybe they just came out of a Tony Robbins seminar. I had no idea. I had no clue.
Crack.
I mean, how do you know? How do you know?
A Tony Robbins seminar.
You know, the high energy, they can't stop. You know, it's really
motivated.
You ever been to a Tony Robbins seminar? I mean, that's how it is there. People, even if they don't, if they're not like that, they walk out of there like, great. Terrible. Fucking crap.
All right.
$600 for 3 hours.
Wow.
You can do it. Yeah.
Yeah, you can do it.
How much you say?
Believe in yourself. $600 for the seminar. Then they get you with the tapes and the CDs.
To be told that you can do it?
Yeah, you can do it. Yeah.
$600.
$6. I tell you, you can do it all day.
People pay it because, you know, people are moved by energy. I mean, it's amazing. I even fell for it myself. I paid for one seminar. I didn't do just one because I realized that this was going to eat me alive. I mean, geez, can you imagine $600 a month? I mean, well, they first get you when they first, I mean, they say come to the introductory, right? And it's, I mean, it's high energy. People are smiling. Hi, how are you? Welcome. And they're really excited to see you. But if you see these people on the street, maybe 2 weeks later, they act like they don't even know you. It's amazing, you know?
Wow.
It's unbelievable.
Wow. I'm not really shocked by that. I'm not shocked by that at all.
Well, getting back to you, what are you up to now?
Well, actually, I'm going to be teaching at a Tony Robinson. I'm kidding.
And you're only charging $800, right?
I'm really excited about 2010 because I am a clean comic. I'm one of the ones I don't swear or curse. I don't know if it just sort of comes out. I can't help it, you know. But, no, it's nice. I'm excited about this year because I've been working on this one-woman show for about a year and a half. And so this year we're going to launch it out, and we're going to launch it out in March, and I'm so excited. I cannot wait to do it, but it's wonderful. The last show I did was about 2 years ago, and I usually take a break and, like, rewrite a new one.
Okay.
And I'm really excited about doing this one with the characters and the impressions and all that fun stuff.
Well, where are you going to launch it at?
You know what? What about if I launch it on your show?
Hey.
I'm down.
Dick and Zada are there.
You guys could be like the hosts of the show.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. See, now there's good. See, I'm thinking
uh-oh.
PR, okay?
Uh-oh.
No, really, seriously, now think about going up to the Comedy Store and launching it there, and then from there going to New York. Which
we'll
is the same pattern last year.
We'll
2 years ago, I should say.
You want to go to New York?
Oh, have you been to New York? I love it in New York. Have you been there?
No.
It's so exciting.
You hate New York? Why do you hate New York?
Because I hate their basketball team.
Oh, whatever.
You know what doesn't matter? If you go there in person, you've got to go. Oh, my God. You know what? Why don't we all three of us just plan and just go, and I can give you the tour of the city.
Okay.
I'm not kidding. I'm really serious.
I'm down. You down? Oh, shut up.
Yeah.
We could go to Rockefeller Center. It is so nice. I swear to God. That's where they take the Today Show and Saturday Night Live and all the fun shows.
All right.
The difference, I would say the difference between New York and L.A., one of the differences is if you're walking down the street, do not stop or you will be mowed over by pedestrians. People walk everywhere.
That's
nobody
like,
uses
like
cars.
Okay.
Nobody.
Like that. Yeah, it is.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You jump the subway, you get off the subway, and then you walk. You know, and but it's a great town. I mean, it's wonderful. People, and you know what, the clubs stay open all night, so.
Yeah, I'm up for that.
You up for what? Whatever. Brother King dance.
Oh, whatever.
What do you mean, Brother King dance?
Brother King dance.
No film.
Whatever.
Titus of the spine.
Now, the question is, can Mr. D dance?
Well, no.
I'm good with
he's
mine.
Old, man.
Whatever. I'm good with
oh.
Good
with yours. By yourself?
You speak for yourself. Speak for yourself.
Uh-huh. Okay. I get the hand. Yeah, all right.
Dancing is a matter of point of view. It's a matter of your point of view. You know, your own. You're expressing yourself in your own way. You just may do it a little differently than other people.
Anyway, it's gonna express like okay.
Express myself.
Yeah.
I express myself
now,
on the show.
Now we know that you made the transition from comedy to publicist.
Yeah.
And I wanted to know how you did that. What spurred that on?
Basically, my motivation was paying my bills. I'm sitting here, this is true.
Listen,
how many comedians do you know that are making a lot of money? So you got to do the day job. No, I've always loved the whole thing about promoting shows, you know, even before doing comedy. The idea of promoting shows, concerts, even comedy shows for other comedians, too. I'm one of those comics that just has a heart. You know, it's not just about me. It's like other comics, too, so I can help them out. And then I discovered this whole world of PR, and it's like, wow, you know, you set up a red carpet for someone. Next thing you know, you got, like, press showing up, and you're promoting what they do, and it helps the comedian or the musician out or the actor out, and they get more work and they get paid more. And can help them keep their career moving along, and everybody's happy. So it's fun. You meet new people all the time. And then you get to watch, you know, how things evolve. And I think that I never dreamed that actually, even in today's world, how important PR would become. I mean, since American Idol, it's like now everything is based on PR.
Yeah.
In the beginning, it was sort of like, you know, something that was the icing on the cake, right?
American.
Now it's everything is PR. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
So what are you working on right now?
Well, right now, as I'm talking to you, I'm writing up a press release about your show. I'm going to throw it out on you guys. No, you guys are great. I'm really inspired by you guys. Wow.
What?
You guys have a publicist?
Hey, I was about to ask you that.
I know.
What?
Because what are you doing here? Did you send me an email of your photos, and I'll send a press release out, and we'll pump up a whole situation, and the next thing you know, you take it over on the Today Show.
Okay.
I keep talking about the Today Show. I don't know why.
Yeah,
I see that. You know, we can get on the Today Show and the Tomorrow Show, too.
The Tomorrow Show.
We'll start tomorrow.
Now that's why.
You guys are real, man. You guys are real. You know what I mean? I can feel through the fog.
We try to be.
Yeah. my days of being the blow up doll is over.
Being with a blow up doll?
No.
Did you say being with a
I didn't say being with.
Is that how you said the holiday note?
Yeah.
Don't put that. You're not the only one. Thank goodness. Are we on the air?
Yeah.
You know what? We say whatever we want.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're real, real.
Real, real.
Yeah.
We don't have any bleeper buttons.
Yeah.
Oh, you see, you make it. So you said blow up dolls, and there's so many things that I'm telling you. Have you heard about the woman that was driving in the carpool lane? It's a true story. She was in a carpool lane with a blow up doll as a passenger.
Oh, for the.
In the carpool in the Diamond Way.
Yeah, because there was a
right. And she was moving along. She had to step on the brake real quick. The doll leaned over in her face, and she pushed it, and unfortunately, it went out the window. And then someone behind her called 911 and said that she tried to kill someone, and she did. It was a blow-up doll. A big mess. It was a true story.
Yeah,
unbelievable. Then she got a ticket for the whole thing.
That's not the only one. There was a guy who had two blow-up dolls.
In the carpool lane?
Yeah. He was actually in the parking lot chilling, like he was having a conversation with his blow-up dolls, and people called the police on him.
Oh, my God.
Why?
Maybe they were
hating
because they only have one.
Conversations with blow-up dolls?
I would be.
You thought it was crazy?
Well,
that's
not against the law.
No, it technically is not against the law.
Okay, then let the man have conversations with his blow up doll.
You would be a little wary though if somebody was talking to their blow up doll.
You know, I think it would be against the law in Texarkana, Texas.
What is it, the blue state?
In Texarkana, Texas, there's one post office. There's one barbershop. And then I'm from the South. I'm telling you now. That's why this is so interesting. I haven't been there in a while, a year ago I was there. But you cross the street, and then you're in Texarkana, Arkansas. So the thing is, it's legal to drink alcohol in Texarkana, Texas, but buy alcohol, and it's illegal in Arkansas to buy it. So it's kind of a wild place.
Three.
Right. The post office is the midpoint of both states, part of Texarkana, you're in.
That was
another
way of going postal, isn't it?
Yeah.
Talk
about
it.
Wow.
Knock on wood, we haven't had any post office incidents
in the last year or so.
Absolutely.
Keep that going.
Thank goodness, huh?
I know.
So are you postmen?
Maybe because there aren't hardly any postal people left because we email now.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, is there anybody who writes a damn letter any longer?
I was really surprised at people that still sent out Christmas cards.
I know.
Yeah.
It's kind of wild, isn't it?
No.
I'm like, ain't we supposed to be going green?
Yeah.
We're supposed to be going green.
Why would anybody send a Christmas card?
I know.
Picture, put it in the email, write a couple of words, send it out.
That makes sense.
Blast it and call it a day.
There you go. Call it a day. There you go. I'm really surprised.
Don't be surprised.
So, okay. Now, you're working on your one-woman show.
Right, and the press release on YouTube at the same time. So I'm a multitasker. Right now. I just need to send me the JPEGs. Oh, isn't this fun? We could do this at the same time. I'm just through. I'll have it out.
All right. Well, it is. Who would be our potential stable mates? Who have you represented in the past?
Well, let me tell you. I've represented no comment. No. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. No, I've done some really fun work. I actually worked with John Amos from Good Times.
Okay.
That was fun. Do you remember him?
Yeah, I remember when they killed him. I'm like...
Yeah, it was kind of wild. He got killed off of each one of the shows he was on.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
True story. He was on the set of The West Wing eating a burrito.
What?
He was on his break. Yeah. And, you know, he was playing Admiral Percy Fitzwalls on that show.
Remember that.
And I was there. We were hanging out, and he was taping the show. And then Martin Sheen came on. He goes, I'm so sorry. He goes, what's wrong? He said, you didn't hear your character got killed off the show.
What?
Yeah, you're going to get killed off today.
What?
And he got so upset, he squished the burrito. And I said, oh, my God. I said, don't worry. That's okay. Don't worry. You know, because you have to really be ahead of the ball game. Next thing you know, due to a little bit of running around and burning up cell phones, the next thing you know, he got Dr. Dolittle 3, which was cool. That was the next project. But I'll never forget that day. And do you realize the writer for the show was so upset that the character died, but the character died because he wrote him out. When he wrote out that the character died, and it was almost like the writer was mourning.
Wait.
The writer was mourning over the fact that he killed the character.
Hello. How the hell do you mourn over killing the character that you wrote?
That you killed when you wrote it. So tell me a little bit about the psyche of the person.
I'm missing something here.
I
can write a book, okay?
When you wrote it?
I can write a book if only the public knew what really goes on behind the scenes.
That's the craziest
thing. I just have to have a thick skin because you never know. Really, I mean, it's just think about it. What happens in each episode is up to the writer, not necessarily the actor.
I mean,
so when you see a character go away or get blown up in a truck or something, it's not because the writer or the actor wanted to leave. It's because the writer decided that was going to happen.
He was in a car wreck in Good Times, right? I believe on the icy road.
Maybe that writer was a relative of the other guy from the West.
Right
in the blood, they had this. they were compelled to kill off the characters every time. No, it's unbelievable. Even in Die Hard, too, he got thrown out of an airplane with Bruce Willis.
Yeah, I remember that.
What?
Yeah.
Was it Die Hard?
Yeah.
Die Hard, yeah. He played this really mean guy. Nobody believed he was mean because everybody still believed he was James Evans, you know, from Good Times. Pretending to be a mean guy.
Right.
I told him no matter what you do, you're still going to be the guy from Good Times.
Right. Well, that's how we see you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was going to ask you about the crazy story. That's definitely a crazy story. You got any other crazy stories you can share without one of your clients?
How much time do we have?
Oh, we've got many times.
So many wild stories. If I sat down and told all the stories, it would be unbelievable. Okay, the most recent, I'll tell you the most recent fun story, is I do PR for Evander Holyfield.
What are you laughing at?
Hi, Amanda. Hope you're listening. I'm sure he is.
Why are you laughing?
It's fun stuff. Evander decided he wanted to go green, you know?
Uh-oh.
And, you know, to save the planet. And it was really cool. So next thing you know, I'm talking to his manager, and we're talking about stuff. I said, hey, why don't we put some stuff out about he's going green? I said, okay, great. And the next thing you know, we put a press release out, you know, the steps of how you actually put a story out to the wire services. And the next thing you know, the phone's ringing off the hook. We're setting up all these interviews. He does CNN. And then I leave a message in a friend of mine's office number who works at the Oprah Show. I said, listen, wouldn't it be fabulous to have Evander on, and especially if he was on talking with Mike Tyson, and he could also talk about going green and other things. The next thing you know, I see on my cell phone, area code 312. And I said, oh, it looks like we're traveling out of town. It was great, though. They gave us 24 hours, and we jumped out. And it was really nice. Great show.
Yeah, I wanted to watch that show just to see if Mike was going to have a flashback or something. But hopefully he didn't. Yeah, it was a good thing.
It was a good thing.
Yeah, because...
You didn't see the show?
No.
It was so interesting because think about it. The public hadn't seen these two guys together
right
in front of a camera since he, you know, bit a piece of his ear off.
He got hungry.
Yeah.
I got to ask you this. Now, as a publicist and somebody who, you know, I know they say all publicity is good publicity, even if it's bad. Now, I know you've heard about Tiger Woods, and I don't know if you've heard about Gilbert Arenas and his troubles.
Tiger Woods, if I could get with Tiger Woods for 5 minutes, let me tell you something. You know what I mean? I'm not one of those PR people that sort of sit around and behind a desk and go, oh, let me go and go shopping or something. No, I'm grassroots. I'm like, I was in the military, okay? This is war. First of all, no, I would sit down and talk to this guy. I could help him get this whole thing straightened out, and we'd have it straightened out. You know, it's like watching, you know, it's like someone that speaks fluent Spanish, and they're watching someone else trying to speak fluent Spanish, and they're not doing it. And you're like, that's not fluent Spanish. I could teach you how to do it. So what I'm saying is the trouble that he's in right now is really something that could be avoided. Actually, it could have been avoided. And it can be stopped, if you know what I mean, with the media. I mean, it just seems like they're just trying to, like, put this guy through the grindhouse, if you know what I mean?
Well, you know, everybody's looking
at... He had a couple of girlfriends. I mean, there's so many people have
a lot. I'm like, is it a crime?
I don't think... leave him alone already.
Yeah.
Yes. And see, he's really pissing people off because, you know, the whole thing about paying your spouse $5 million to stay with you. See, now, anytime anyone has an argument with someone,
you're
going to want money now to stay with them. I had a friend of mine who literally told her husband that, too, but it's a long story.
Yeah. $5 million
yeah,
$5 million. You got
yes. Can you imagine that conversation?
Nope.
You cheated on me. I want out. Okay, look. Stay with me, for God's sake. Okay, I will pay you $5 million. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah, that.
Why?
Yeah. Hey, well, I remember Kobe Bryant with the...
If you're married to a celebrity, you can't have a normal life. You can't have an argument. The paparazzi are right outside. They're going to take the pictures and put it everywhere. I don't know what these people are thinking.
Yeah, that whole paparazzi thing, though, I mean, I think that's a major violation of people's privacy.
It is.
Yeah. Okay, you two are going to have to get used to it, because when I send this press release out, you guys are going to have paparazzi.
They don't want to follow me.
I think you two can handle it, though.
I can handle the paparazzi. I give them something to talk about.
Uh-oh.
Okay. There we go.
Yeah, they would not want to be around me too long.
Why?
I'm not conventional.
No, you're not.
I don't know.
Maybe how much these guys, you know, really, and they, you know, there are people, photographers, who get paid to follow celebrities.
Yeah.
It's kind of like being a police officer and a photographer all in one.
Now, I'm going to ask you this question. You know,
sure.
If I'm a celebrity and
mm-hmm.
I just, on my property, I peed on the paparazzi, do you think I could not get in trouble?
Right. If I was representing you, let me ask you a question. Do you remember when Morgan Freeman had that car accident?
Yeah.
And he was with the gal that was in the car with him?
Uh-huh.
But it wasn't his wife?
Right.
Okay. And then we heard that he was in the car with an unknown woman.
Yeah.
And then after that, then we heard that his wife was filing for a divorce, and then we didn't hear anything. We didn't hear about the name of the woman. We didn't hear about anything. Why? Because his publisher squashed it.
Right.
And that's what a good publicist does.
You know,
you have to be like Superman. You have to be like Batgirl. You have to be like Catwoman. You have to be like, you know, you promote your client, but you have to save your client if need be, you know. Put the cape on and say, stop.
I'm just saying that, you know, I mean.
It's super publicist.
No, really,
I'm being really ridiculous right now, but it's the truth.
Well,
there are ways to stop me, and then his publicist is completely wonderful.
If I urinate on somebody, you can get me out of it.
You better believe it. The camera would not flash.
Okay.
Yeah, I guarantee you, and no one would hear a word about it.
I'm putting it out there, future paparazzi. You jump out on me, I'm getting you.
He's gonna pee on you.
It's R. Kelly time.
You wouldn't have any problems.
Belinda's gonna save you.
Nah. Hey, you're on my property. I got you.
So I'm gonna tell him he's a man of his word.
I'm true.
If he says he's gonna pee on you, he's gonna pee on you. Leave him alone.
So, okay, the H-Dub, who got you onto the show or told us to give you a call about the show, said to have you make an announcement. There's something that you wanted to announce or that you can announce. He didn't tell me all the detail, but wanted me.
Oh, you know what? Can I make this? Should I make the announcement now? I wonder if I should. Now I'm thinking as a client of myself now. Should I maneuver this conversation to where we have to have a second meeting on the air, which means two airings.
I was going to ask you that. As you being a comedian, can you represent yourself, and is that a conflict of interest?
Well, now that's a really interesting strategy there. You know, see, you just give me another angle on the comedy side. Uh-huh. How many comedians have ever stepped up and say they're their own publicists?
I can't think of nary one.
Well, thank you. You just give me another angle on the show.
Hey.
Mr. Dick, I love you.
I love you too, Belinda.
Wait, was it Sir Dick?
Oh, Sir Dick.
Sir Dick.
Sir Dick, I'm mad about you. I love you.
All right.
Wow.
Well, like I said, as my future publicist, I'm just getting what I can, you know, what I can do and what I can't do.
I know you can pee on somebody.
I can pee on somebody.
There you go.
So
we'll do a red carpet. We'll sign you guys on, and then we invite the paparazzi and the press, and you just, you know, make your mark on the first on that red carpet.
You know,
ladies and gentlemen of the media, this is Sir Dick and Butter Pecan. And let me go, oh my God, I think he's peeing on the red carpet. No, he's peeing on us. Lester, don't you dare print that, you understand? That's a WWF.
That's what I think about y'all.
I love it. They'll never be able to use that carpet again.
No.
they're probably not going to recycle that one.
No.
Okay.
I said that you, as a comedian, you was on the BET network on the show with Ricky Smiley.
Ricky, you're awesome. Ricky, you gotta come on the show with Barbacon and Sir Nick. I know he's listening.
Nick.
Gotta come on the show with you guys. He's great.
All right. So
he's so great working with him. He is so funny.
I was gonna ask you though about BET actually, because I've heard some things like they're not all together. What was your experience like at BET?
You know what, BET was cool. It's like you have some of the most, I would say, on the comedy side, especially when the comedy shows that we worked on that network, you have some of the, I think, some of the greatest comedians who've done shows, who've had shows on that network. And what's great about it, now, I have to be honest, if you're told it's a 10 o'clock call time, you can get there about 2. You're going to be fine. No, usually people come out a little later in the afternoon. You know what I mean?
Wow.
I was a little green in the beginning. I was showing up on time at 10 a.m. and no one was there. I called on like about a couple of days later. What are you doing here? Oh, it's a 10 o'clock call time. Okay, I got it. 2 o'clock.
Wow.
No. It's great. It's great. The great thing about BET, especially for comics, they really let you do your thing, and they don't really kind of like, they don't script you so much as they let you do your thing. And if you're working on other networks like a CBS or an NBC, and you're a comic, they kind of get into your set and kind of tell you what you're going to say and what you're not going to say. So it's more of like reading from a cue card, and it's not really from your own feeling, you know.
Yeah.
So I think that's the difference. You can tell kind of in the performances, too, if you watch a comedian on The Tonight Show versus a comedian on BET.
Well, I never watched them shows anywhere, quite honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I know you, the clean comedian, but I like the people to be real. So if they did say a cuss word, I wouldn't be hurt by it.
No, you don't understand. I'm a clean comedian, but sometimes it'll just sort of fall out of my mouth. I can't
help it.
Let me tell you what one of my favorite moments so far has been. I wound up going up after Paul Mooney at the Comedy Store.
Oh, I love Paul Mooney.
And Paul, he was great. He was doing, you know, all his jokes about, you know, the N-word, if you will.
Yeah.
And so Missy, the owner of the Comedy Store, she said, okay, Belinda, you're going to go up right after Paul Mooney. I said, I can't go up after Paul Mooney. I can't do it. This is not going to work. And so, anyway, after he got through complaining about, this was on the air, of course, black people, talking about white people in scary films, and, you know, if it was a black person in a scary film, and, you know, they wouldn't go in a dark forest and say, is anybody in there? They say, I ain't going up in there, okay? You know, it's one of them things. So after that, I literally went up, and I did this clean set, and I was talking about that I was the Mary Tyler Moore of the hood, right? And it just was crazy because the people thought it was funny. And then I realized, oh, my God, we just did an opposite set. So it kind of looked like it was his daughter or something who was just the opposite dingy daughter that came up afterwards. It was kind of wild. But it actually worked. It was funny. It was funny that it was funny.
I
was like, oh, my God.
People in the hood know who the hell Mary Tyler Moore is.
That's right. Who is Mary Tyler Moore? Who is that?
Yeah, I remember. I'm sure there's a lot of folks that are like,
anyone who watches TV Land will know. I got to start doing the TV Land references.
Well, you know, speaking of TV Land, I don't know.
I got to start going out with a TV Land t-shirt when I do my set. People know.
Yeah. Well, you know that they're talking about they're doing away with the free TV. They're about to go all premium.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, that's been the big deal. As a matter of fact, Time Warner just they're in a dispute right now, Food Network
mm-hmm.
and all the other people, and it's like 3.1
mm-hmm.
million of their subscribers can't get the Food Network and HGTV any longer. Because
you've got to be kidding. I'm crushed because, you know what, Food Network is one of my favorite networks, I'm telling you. Do you like watching the cooking shows?
Yeah, I've watched these a couple of times here and there.
Mhm. I'd like to see a reality cooking show. I like to see the ones because it's, you know, when you watch a cooking show, It's like everything is already chopped up when they're talking about it.
Yeah, well,
that's not real, man.
Well, actually,
that is not real.
Actually, we got a homie that does that.
Big really?
Big fella.
You kidding me?
Yo,
big fella.
Oh, he is hilarious. If you want some down home ghetto cooking,
he licking his
big
don't talk to me.
Don't cook without a drink.
Don't cook without a drink. I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
This is great. Okay, when are you guys getting together with this guy? I want to meet with you. Just tell me the address on this.
Well, you know, we interviewed him already, but we can get in touch with him again.
Oh, this is great.
Big fella. He's on YouTube. If you just look up Big Fella.
Well, actually.
Oh, cool.
He's actually on his local channel.
That's right.
He has his own show now.
He's doing his own show.
He has his own show. He's like reality cooking where he actually chops the stuff up.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You know, it's about time. You know, because people can get really misinterpreted, and they can misinterpret things if they think,
mm-hmm.
oh, here's how you make, you know, stuffed chicken. Here's the chicken, and then here's the stuffing, and they have, like, the celery chopped and onions already chopped.
Yep.
They don't have no sweat on their forehead. That's all fake, okay? Because when you're in the kitchen, you're going to get really, I mean, chopping onions, you're going to be crying. It's just so many different things going on.
Oh yeah. Well, I'm talking.
I want to see people cry when they're chopping an onion.
Right. I'm talking about these clean kitchens. I'm like, I have never cooked in the kitchen was like clean like it is on TV.
I know.
Where's the mail? We always have the mail in the kitchen.
You have to watch Big Fella.
Yeah. I mean, because if you watch the Food Channel, and then you try to cook, you're going to think you're retarded.
And, of course,
okay.
They all have the perfect size bowls and measures.
Everything is, yes. Yeah. It's all brand new, too.
Right. Well,
they don't have the can opener, the thing, the screw is loose and you have to flip it around. They don't have any of that. It's just, you know, we have mail. We pick our mail up out of the mailbox. Where do we put it? In the kitchen.
Honestly,
at least that's where I put mine.
Should hook up butter with some cooking lessons. She's deficient.
Mm-hmm.
I am not deficient.
Yeah, she.
I'd like to see somebody make a mistake on a cooking show. That's reality. That's what I'm talking
about.
That's
what I'm talking about.
Big
like,
fella.
I'd like to see somebody make some toast and go, oh, my God, and then scrape this stuff off of it. I'd like to see that. That's real.
I can do that.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, I've done it too many times. I'd be on the phone and, oh, my God, I forgot about the toast.
Okay. I do that all the time.
I think in Louisiana, that's where they came up with blackened chicken, blackened shrimp. Somebody just sort of left it in too long.
Because I forgot.
Said, well, why don't we just name it and see if somebody will be. Just go for it.
There you go. Well,
I want to say, Ms. Foster, thank you for coming on the show.
We are running out of time.
You are just awesome. You two guys, I'm telling you right now, both of you are incredible.
Thank you.
Well, I mean,
you're pretty much like, I'm talking for 5 minutes.
As my future publicist.
yes.
Look forward.
And we will christen that red carpet. I want everybody to listen, tune in, because you better be looking on YouTube and you'll be looking on Google, because I'm going to send the press release out as to when Butter Pecan and Sir Dick are going to do the first red carpet, and he's going to christen it and he's going to pee on the carpet. And I'm not kidding.
You're going to have to do it.
You just said it on the air. I got to go with this.
Tell paparazzi come to my house. I got
Sir Dick's house.
I will spray him.
Sir Dick's castle.
That's right.
Paparazzi.
George Jackson at Access Hollywood. If you're out there, you're going to be on that carpet.
Oh. Well, we are running out of time, and we do thank you for being on the show.
Now, anytime you want to come back.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You know.
Well, I love it. You tell me when. I'm ready.
Okay.
You know, when you're about to do.
Why don't you guys come over tomorrow? I'm cooking. You would just say, I'm doing like a whole, you know, Chinese food thing.
All right. I'll come film it.
Oh, we'll cover it.
Get that.
Oh, that's cool.
Keep cooking in.
There you go. All right. Well, thank you so much, Belinda.
Oh, you are so welcome. This is a pleasure.
And
all right.
We'll definitely keep in touch with you. And hopefully we'll get you on the show again soon.
All right. Sounds great.
Great. Thank you. Right. Have
thank
a good
you.
Evening.
Okay. You too.
Bye.
Bye.
All right.
Alrighty.
All right, Miss Belinda Foster.
Mm-hmm.
You know, definitely, if y'all need a publicist, she is the one for you.
There you go.
Definitely. And with that,
You know, we're about to end Smooth Drama here. So we want y'all to know 2010, we're bringing it.
Bringing it.
And
thank you for tuning in.
And this show is dedicated to my niece, Andrea. I love you. Peace.
Peace. Until Thursday.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama. Smooth.